651-2050, extension 116.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Well, there was a landslide that took place in Wyoming yesterday. By 8:30 p.m. Mountain Time, Liz Cheney went bye-bye. And some of the reports today, I like the way they phrased it. Before the election, we were talking about the Cheney dynasty being destroyed by Donald Trump. And sure enough, the Cheney dynasty forever is done. Liz Cheney will never... Well, you know, ever since she became a Democrat, it's been downhill for the people of Wyoming. Ever since she joined the Democrat Party behind the scenes... In the open, she was a Republican. In the open, she was, on the side of the Republican Party in Wyoming. But the people of Wyoming were a little bit too savvy. They were familiar with her father's dynasty and his evil, tied into a cabal of evil people. Birds of a feather flock together. So would it be that Dick Cheney is also a part of secret societies? His daughter also part of secret societies? If you live in Wyoming, if you're in the southwestern part of Wyoming, you go to the bar on Saturday night and you ask the locals if they know of any occult activity of the Cheneys in Wyoming. Well, you go up there and you... casually, be careful, and ask them, and if you talk to the right people, they will tell you the whole story of not only the Cheneys, but all of the people that are involved in the occult mafia in that area, going up all the way into Jackson Hole, and jumping over to the east into Casper, up into Grable, down to Lander. I guess you're talking about the whole state. And the families that have ruled Wyoming for who knows how long. One family I remember was the target of an investigation with Dan Rather when Dan Rather was investigating the crimes in Rock Springs, Wyoming. There was drugs. And there were prostitution and other illegal matters. And Dan Rather, that's where he began. There was an investigation into a family up there called the Anselmi family. And the Anselmis and the Cheneys and the whole group in that area are all friends going up into the Tetons, up into Jackson Hole, to the Rockefeller Ranch. So the Rockefellers, the Cheneys, the Bushes, they're all birds. birds of a feather. Well, Liz Cheney, finally, the people of Wyoming have voted her out. She was stated to be a Republican. She was an infiltrator into the Republican Party working for the Democrat agendas. So she's finished. And so you do have that element in every state. Do you have that element in this state of Colorado? You have that element in Wyoming. You have that element in Montana. You definitely have that element in Nevada. You can't get away from that element. Regardless of the state that you go to in this country, there are the vultures that flock together. They each have their own territory, their own region, their own area where they operate, and they're very powerful. There's no way to move them out. They're just too powerful. The one thing they cannot avoid is the Grim Reaper. The Grim Reaper eventually does knock on their door. In fact, doesn't even knock on their door. He walks right in the front door or in the side door or through the one of the walls. They don't need a door. They just walk right in any way they want. The Grim Reaper will just walk in and take them. That is their fate. They do have time to repent. Will they repent? Most likely no. Now, with one thing about when Dick Cheney was the president working with Halliburton during the Bush administration, Senior Bush, Halliburton became very, very, they were powerful already. They do all the fracking in most of Colorado, Wyoming, Nebraska, and up to South Dakota. There's another company too, I think it's Schlumberger. They do the same thing, but Halliburton is the gorilla. And all of the oil, the deep wells in western Wyoming, throughout Wyoming, deep wells, mainly by the big corporations, Conoco, Shell, not so much Shell, but Conoco, Exxon. These are all Halliburton. Halliburton does all their fracking. And this is how Halliburton became so powerful in this country. We'll continue. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHSC.com for podcasts.
This is Crystal with Cruise Planners. We're a full-service travel agency located in Johnstown, Colorado. Give us a call at 970-578-9779 or visit our website at milehighcruiseplanners.com to start planning your next vacation today. By land, air, or sea, we get you there, and all you do is go enjoy. Again, that number is 970-578-9779.
When dealing with a worldwide pandemic, remember to avoid, distance, and alienate yourself from friends, family, and neighbors. That way, when the crisis is over, no one will ask you to help them move, to borrow money, or bother you for a cup of sugar ever again. After all, who needs community anyway? This has been a public service announcement. Have a lonely, I mean lovely day.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Hi, my name is Vince with Serenity Painting and Decorating. Since 2010, painting residential and commercial location. For a free estimate, please call Vince Rivera at 970-978-9565. Please ask about our free window cleaning after paint service. Again, 970-978-9565. 9565.
Anyhow, in western Wyoming, all the corruption in the oil fields, because this is where all of the mines are up in that area, and there's big money, there's a lot of mafia connections in that area, and Dan Rather got his start, I think it was in the late 70s, I'm trying to think. When did he get his start? It was in the late 70s, I believe, where there was an investigation into the corruption in Rock Springs, Wyoming, and Rather was covering the story, national news, and there was a man by the name of Mike Rosa who was a special investigator, I think, and I think the head of the sheriff's department was Ed Cantrell, working with the Rock Springs Police Department. And Rosa was ready to turn his evidence, state evidence, in. And Ed Cantrell, according to the what I'd read to the stories, Ed Cantrell was he had a nickname as the fastest gun in the West. And Cantrell and some of his deputies had asked Mike Rosa to discuss the findings. Rosa got into the car. Cantrell shot him. In the car with two deputies in the back. Eventually, the deputies stated that they did see the shooting of Mike Rosa. And then they changed their story that they didn't see a thing. Well, of course they didn't see a thing because they were gonna get the flu. And then I guess Dan Rather is staying prostitution, drugs, organized crime, and then Mike Rosa is dead. The evidence is taken, and nothing comes of the investigation. And Dan Rather, according to the report, he gets a phone call while he's in his motel room. Menacing voice tells him, get out of Rock Springs, don't ever come here again or else. And he becomes an anchor on the nightly news. So he was rewarded. And you can go back to the archives, Rock Springs, Wyoming, the corruption up in Rock in that area back in the late 70s. And the family that was being investigated was the Anselmi family. I don't know if these people are even alive anymore. But all of the political powers in Wyoming, for the most part, especially Southwest. Of course, I do know, even in the Jackson Hole region, there's just so much corruption up there. Beautiful state, but be careful. Don't drive on the lonely highways at night. Stay at on the main interstates at night, into the gas stations, filling stations where there's a lot of lighting. Leave a paper trail, credit card trail. Be careful that you don't disappear. And the same in Colorado, and Nebraska, South Dakota, North Dakota, Kansas, Texas, California, Nevada. It is rampant. Now, with the song by Stepping Wolf, America, where are you now? Don't you care about your sons and daughters? I think you have the answer. You have the American people have their answer. No, the system does not care for the sons and daughters of this once great country. There are two Americas. There is the political world, the world of power. Then there are the then you have the American people. Two different powers. And you can talk about America. You have to remember, we think of America as the good, hardworking people of the country. But there's the other side to America, the other side of the coin. It is an empire, a very powerful empire, the most powerful empire, an empire that has been the major power since we began to be a power, especially after World War I, World War II. Then the British relinquished their role in policing the international waters. Once America took over that operation, it was downhill for the British, for the Europeans, for the French, for the Spanish, for Italians, the Germans. America has risen to be empire. And there is talk, as I study for the programs, there is talk that this country is on the ropes. And it's the 12th round, and we're going to be taken out. No, for a few more years, we're going to continue to carry out the objectives of the rulers of this country. They wanted to be they wanted to be involved in taking out Russia. They thought that we would move into Ukraine and that would be the stepping stone to nuke Russia. I don't know how God is going to destroy Russia. It may be nukes placed in Eastern Europe. I have no idea. But whatever it is, the judgment to Russia will come from God's hand. And the judgment for America will also come from God's hands about 7.5+ years later, just before Armageddon. But either way, the hand of God is going to punish these two nations. And the hand of God will punish China and the wicked people of the world. Well, presently, Russia is getting stronger. Ukraine is now basically begging. Zelensky is begging. He's no longer requesting, demanding. He is begging for continued financial support of Ukraine. Continued weapons from all the NATO nations. He's begging. He's a beggar. Vladimir Zelensky has become the beggar of the world. He is a beggar. He is not though he may be the president of Ukraine, he is a beggar president. And the NATO nations, many of them are tired of giving to this beggar. He has a sign up, will not work for anything. You give, give, give. He's like in the book of Proverbs, there was a horse leech, and the horse leech would go through the city crying, give, give. That is Zelensky. Give, give. Two daughters, and each daughter walking through the streets crying, give, give. And the United States continues to cough up billions and arms, military support, intelligence, satellite, anything satellite images, doing everything possible to take out Russia, to support Zelensky, the beggar, to take out Russia. No, won't happen. Then also, in another theater, we closed down one theater, Afghanistan, pull everything out of Afghanistan, or basically leave everything in Afghanistan, why would we leave things? Could it be that I think there, at the end of the world, there has to be a great Islamic army, a great Islamic military force, and we have left these billions of dollars of military hardware there? That's fulfilling prophecy. And we vacate Afghanistan to a degree because the new focus is Ukraine. America has made its intentions known to take over Central Asia. By controlling Central Asia, America can defeat China. And China is the new threat, the big threat. Russia, yes. Russia's being their petrodollar, their petrocurrency is too powerful. While the West is in financial straits, Russia is doing well. But to defeat China, the Western nations must take over Central Asia. They have to take Central Asia over to stop China. They know the Pentagon, Pentagon, the military strategists, they know the prophecies in the Bible, in the book of Revelation. These people, you don't have to believe me, they study Bible prophecy. They study to see what and how to break the code of the prophecies in God's Holy Bible. Well, God confuses their mind. So what these people have to do is they listen to people in the Christian world and their interpretations of the prophecies in the Bible. See, the occult world, they do know certain things. They have insight into many different things. You had Nostradamus. He was an occultist, and he did make prophecies. But a lot of his prophecies came from his reading the Bible. So he's a false prophet. But then you have the military, the governments of the world, who study what the Christians, and they listen to what Christian people that know the Bible, what they have to say about end time prophecy. That's how they can kind of try to get an edge. And they see what God is intending to do, and they try to interfere with it. You see, it says that Russia is going to be destroyed coming down on the mountains of Israel. Well, they're hoping to cause a conflict to destroy Russia before that prophecy can be fulfilled. They also see that China is coming from the east to Armageddon. Well, if they can control Central Asia, they can stop the Chinese from fulfilling what the Bible says about China. So that's what they're attempting to do. Now, China, it knows that the leaders of China, they study everything. They study fascism. They study and learn the principles of communism with the matter of imperialism. They study all the isms, and they study also Bible prophecy. Well, they're pretty sure and pretty clear that they have to move east toward Israel. They are planning to go to Europe, but really they're planning to eventually go to Israel, because Israel, in the prophecies in the Bible, is going to be, it is the navel of the earth, and whoever controls the navel of the earth basically can have Jerusalem, the holy city of God, and the temple. But to do that, they have to destroy the Jewish people, the Jewish culture, all the tribes of Israel, all 12 of them. There's actually 13, the tribe of Dan also, but China knows they have to move west. So this is why they have spent billions of dollars building the One Belt Road, which goes west to the Middle East. And they have built and are building the One Belt Arctic Road, and the Arctic Road, Naval Road, down in the ocean, down into the Middle East. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, podcast on 1360KHNC.com.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
Hi, Chad here with Liberty Communications. Do you have an outdated phone system? Is your service with a large carrier that doesn't care about you? Are you sick and tired of waiting on hold only to be routed to a call center out of the country? Then you need our help. We answer our phones live and know our clients by name. Let us provide your company a no-charge phone and internet evaluation. Call 720-399-0233 or learn more at libertybts.com.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number 725.
The government goes out of its way to make you believe Social Security has an account with your name on it with money just for you. But the Supreme Court ruled that payments due under Social Security are not property rights and are not protected. Social Security is merely a tax, and the government is under no obligations to pay you anything. Call the Patriot Trading Group, 800-951-0592, or visit allamericangold.com.
What are we gonna do tonight? Too much stuff to do, you ain't lying. Won't you just jump in the ride and see what's on everybody's
mind? We're going to Spirit's Music Hall. That's what we're going to do tonight. Live music, comedy, wrestling, karaoke, and more. Acts that you do not want to miss. All at Spirit's Music Hall, located at 1 North Paris Street in Johnstown. Across the street from our radio station, 1360 KHNC. Get tickets and see the schedule of events at spiritsmusichall.com. That's spiritsmusichall.com. You can also buy tickets at the door during the events. Experience live local entertainment that you will love. Go to spiritsmusichall.com.
What are we gonna do tonight? Too much stuff to do, you ain't lying. Won't you just jump in the ride and see what's on everybody.
The real cost of the state is the prosperity we do not see, the jobs that don't exist, the technologies to which we do not have access, the businesses that do not come into existence, and the bright future that is stolen from us. The state has looted us just as surely as a robber who enters our home at night and steals all that we love. Frederick Bastiat.
Hello, my name is Keith, and I'm the host of the program The Pursuit of God on 1360 KHNC, and I invite you to join me Saturday mornings at 11 o'clock as we go on this great pursuit of God.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Traveling far, without a home, but not without a star. Free, only one will be free. We're huddled close, hang on to a dream. On the boats and on the
So the great threat now is China. And Empire is going to be victorious in her objectives to be the leading nation, or the nation that will control the new world order. It will basically be ruled in the United States temporarily, then it will shift to Israel. And eventually, at Christ's return, Israel, this will be the area where the coming Antichrist will eventually occupy. And the coming Antichrist will actually build a palace in the forests in Lebanon, with all these big, beautiful trees, the cedars. And if I'm correct, that's what the scripture says. So eventually, Antichrist, who will be the coming power in America, will eventually leave this country before he destroys it and move his empire to the cedars of Lebanon. And that's where he will be destroyed. That's where he will be visited by God. But the powers will shift everything to Jerusalem, the city of the great king. Now, I wanted to talk about all these children that are coming across the border. I wanted to talk about this in the past, but I never did have the chance. But today on Alex Jones' program, they're talking about these young kids that are just being taken to the border and passed off. Well, they're coming to America. Not only these little children, we don't know where these children are going to end up, but in the book of Revelation, chapter 18, concerning America, it says at the very, it begins to describe the culture, and it says initially that they worship gold, silver, precious stones. That is what is important to the culture. What is unimportant is, in this order, horses, slaves, and souls of men. So horses, meaning not just physical horses, but ways to travel, vehicles, things like that. Then slaves. They are unimportant. And this is what is being brought to America with all these children that are coming in. These are slaves. Then thirdly, lastly, the thing that is the least valuable in America, in this nation of Babylon, would be souls of men. Well, the dynamic starts from what is important, the gold, silver, precious stones, what's unimportant, the horses, which would be even livestock, slaves, people, individuals, the bodies, the actual physical bodies of people, of men, women, and the souls of men, the mind, emotion, and will, the psychological condition of people, is least valued. Now, in the Bible, when Christ came, he came, firstly, to redeem the souls of men from eternal fire, to give them eternal life for eternity. Then, with the physical bodies, he came to set people free from their bondages physically, from demon possession, from being enslaved, things of this nature, to free them so that people would have an opportunity to exist in the world. Well, so many people in the world are in bondage, they can't escape bondages. Like with some of the nations, the third world nations, like in Mexico, the bondages in Mexico because of the cartels. Most of these cartels in Mexico and South America, Central America, are actually ruled by people, dynasties, monarchies out of Europe. Most people don't know that. And also, then he died for the to set people free, and then he died for his creation. He desired that his creation would be free from the destruction of industrial, of these big corporations that destroy everything, the oceans, the rainforests, and they turn the narrative around to blame it on people, that it's the people that are causing climate change, CO2 emissions. It's the people, but no, it is the corporations, but they twist it, they turn it around. So what is valuable to God and is different than what is valuable to man. Now, coming, these children coming into America, not just the children, but everyone since Joe Biden took office when the floodgates were open. This is a curse on a country. And because of the way that this nation has turned and is continuing to turn away from God and conscience, the judgments on this nation are going to increase. One of the big judgments is people crossing the border, a UN policy, a UN plan, a globalist plan, working with the globalists within this nation, with Biden administration and the Bush administration in the past, and with the Cheneys. Liz Cheney was a globalist, a Trump hater, and she got trumped. She's a God hater. She's a these people, I say God haters, is because they don't do what is right with the authority that they have while they're in their positions of power. They do whatever they are told. And I'm pretty sure her father was giving her direction. Just like when he was in office as vice president, he was being given direction by the globalists that he was working with. All of them. The Bush administration was a globalist administration. George Sr., George Jr., Bill Clinton. So these birds, you know, these vultures, they're the same family, in my opinion. They work together, and they feed upon the innocent. They feed upon nothing is sacred to them, nothing except for their objectives to destroy, to plunder, to become more powerful. They're coming to America. America is under a judgment. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, will be back in a few minutes.
Hey guys, it's Charlie Joe with Charlie Joe Chai. I went to India, I tasted real chai, I had to share the experience. Over 20 years ago, I was a barista and I went to work with an orphanage, and that's where I first tasted the epiphany of flavor. We are featured in all the Ziggy's coffee shops and we're also online, charliejoechai.com. The best part is, we're now helping that orphanage in India and rescuing kids from the horrors of human trafficking.
Order now using coupon code KHNC for a 10% discount.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Hi, this is Dana from Saddle Up Western Saddle and Tack Shop in Gilcrest, Colorado, right off Highway 85 and County Road 31. We are your one-stop equine shop. We offer saddle fittings on-site and off-site. Our motto, fit the horse, fit the rider, fit the budget. You can call us at 303-772-7821. Visit us on the web at saddleupcolorado.net.
To really see the only, you know, there are so many things happening that we want to know the truth, and it's very difficult to really see what's happening. For example, What is the truth with the Mar-a-Lago break-in when they raided? What is the truth? Well, we get this story, that story, all these different accounts, views, opinions, thoughts, inside, not inside info. It's very difficult to find the truth. Very difficult. Myself, personally, because I come from a biblical perspective on prophetic scriptures, I think that that is the best way to see what is really happening. I know this is difficult to even consider, but we have to consider this. In Revelation chapter 13, John the Apostle wrote what he saw. He saw a beast rise up out of the sea, Antichrist, and he saw a false prophet. And these two will eventually, working together, they will cause fire to come down from the sky, which in our technology, laser, but it will fool people. They were together. The false prophet will declare that this individual, this Antichrist, is God. He's so powerful, he can bring fire down from the sky just like God did in the Old Testament. Well, it's just modern technology. But people will be fooled. The two of them will head up a satanic order. That's what the Bible says. We call it a new world order, or an order of the ages, or one world government. The Bible calls it the system and rule of Antichrist. And it is a occult system. Everyone in that system that is part of that system will be an occult member. They will have sworn allegiance to Antichrist. They worship him. Antichrist will have an army. And this army that will, every individual in this army that serves Antichrist, they will have to take a mark. They take a mark. And the people that there are those that want to, those that take the number of his name will be allowed in his system to buy and sell. Those that take the mark, the military, they'll be provided for everything they need. The rest of the people in the system have to take the number of his name, which is 666, digital, to buy and sell. Then thirdly, there's going to be the worship aspect of his system. So people don't realize there are three separate systems to Antichrist's kingdom: military, economic buying and selling, and then worship. Everybody must worship him. Now, he will also have, well, I was going to say this, for the Christian community, do you think Antichrist will have Christian people in his administration? Will he have Christian people, true born-again Christian people in his military? In all of his system, from the top down, in the regions, the people that will be given positions of power and authority over regions, I think he's going to do away with the state system. I know he will. He will do away with state government. He will do away with the constitution of this country. This is how you can see truth. If you see what Christ had John the Apostle write down, you will understand what the coming system is. We talk about globalists, all the people that are involved in the globalist agendas. These people You have to consider that they are part of a secret occult system. All of them. They have sworn allegiance to a program, to a system, to a secret society. They have all pledged themselves to, at all costs, even if it costs them their lives, they have pledged to that system to bring in a satanic order of the ages. And like I mentioned many times, at the end of last century, the satanic world made it known that we were going to, this century in which we live here in this 20th century, 21st century, will be a satanic century. From the time that we came into this millennium, the rise in witchcraft has been phenomenal. Internationally, the cartels out of Mexico and Central and South America, they are all under occult allegiance. Doesn't matter. The monarchies, the oligarch families of Europe have been under occult pledges. They have sworn allegiance to the gods that they serve. And these gods, they are the rulers of systems. Wherever you go, Christ said through John the Apostle, at the end of the world, it would be an occult. The occult would cover the world like a drape the world like a blanket. We have to accept this. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
1360KHNC.com has CBD products. Click on the shop button and get yours today.
Just go to 1360KHNC.com/shop. The CBD on our website is 99% pure, all natural, no pesticides, non-GMO, is grown organically right here in Colorado, and is 100% THC free. Oh, and did you know ours is the lowest priced CBD anywhere in northern Colorado? For all your CBD needs, just log on to 1360KHNC.com/shop.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Carrie and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in northern Colorado.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Okay, we're going to finish one more segment, and we will be done for today. On Sunday, 9 to noon, I host the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program, as well as The Present Truth, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3. And all programs are streamed at all times. The hosts on the program during the week and on the weekend We are all on podcast, and the podcast for the programs that interest you are on 1360khnc.com. And I do, again, want to thank everybody that has been supporting my program here, and appreciate it. And if you want to continue to support, P.O. Box 104, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, that would be just to KHNC, and then put on there a note to the Present Truth, P.O. Box 104, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. If you want to know the truth, the prophecies in the Scripture, everybody knows, everyone, this whole society, this culture, is familiar with the thought of a coming Antichrist and a coming false prophet. Everybody in this culture, children, adults, everyone knows about a coming ruler of the world. Everyone knows that this ruler, you can't buy and can't sell if you don't take his mark, the number of his name. Again, those that are in the military have to take the mark. Those that want to, buy and sell have to take the number, his number. And those that worship in his system, you will worship him. If you don't worship him, you die. So there are three segments to the Antichrist system. There will be no Christians working in his system. There will be no Christians in his army, in his military, internationally. He will have two armies, maybe even three. He will have the forces, the armed forces of the United States of America. He will also give direction to a great part to the NATO nations. And he will also have an Islamic army in the Middle East. And he will, those Islamic individuals in Islam that will not worship him, they will also die. So he has no allegiance to anyone. His only allegiance is to himself, no one else. He declares himself to be God, and he must be worshipped. So I am just presenting to you that in the book of Revelation, what it says in that book, in the Apocalypse, will come to pass. And one of the things I mentioned last week, I might try to visit with you a little more, that I believe that Pope Francis has fired a shot that is going to bring about persecution to the Catholic Church. And he apologized to the Canadian Indians for genocide. That was last week. And why would he do that? You see, Francis, again, the Catholic people don't want to know this, that he is a globalist. And if he's alive when Antichrist comes to power, he will take the mark of the beast. So, Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHC.com for podcast. Talk to you tomorrow.
Bucky here. You know, most people think the paint on their home is just to look pretty. Well, it actually does serve a very specific function. It's much like the enamel on your teeth. It is there to provide the first layer of defense to keep your trim and siding boards intact and protect them from water penetrations, rotting, and deteriorating. So don't let a cavity turn into a root canal that's going to be much more expensive and need paint anyways. Just give me a call, 970-825-9305. Home Shield Integrity, unmatched service, unmatched quality, 970-825-9305.
Hi, I'm Anita McAllister, your senior specialist. Are you turning 65? Know someone who is? The best time to learn about Medicare is 3 months before you turn 65. Call me at 970-515-6882 to start planning. Don't make the mistake of waiting too long. There are specific enrollment periods. If you miss them, you may have to wait till next year. There are late enrollment penalties. The longer you wait, the bigger the penalties. Call me, 970-515-6882, today.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown.